Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, October 8th. I'm Suzanne Watlate, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's your morning news. As new COVID cases and hospitalizations decline, Los Angeles County health officials are encouraged by another metric. KPCC's Jackie Fortier reports more teenagers are getting vaccinated.
In the past month, there was a 5% increase in Latino 12 to 15-year-olds receiving the free shots. The percentage was similar for Native American children in the same age group, followed by Black children. LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer credited families and an LAUSD mandate that students in extracurricular activities be fully vaccinated by the end of October.
And I think for students that are playing sports or engaging in an extracurricular activity that they love, that may also be a motivating factor. We're just glad to see the increase.
All LAUSD students 12 and over will have to be vaccinated by mid-December to attend in-person school in January. When the vaccine is approved by federal health officials for younger children, a statewide mandate for students to be vaccinated will kick in. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Pollution control crews are still hard at work cleaning up oil and tar balls washing ashore from the spill from that offshore platform's pipeline. KPCC science reporter Jacob Margolis has the latest.
Oil is continuing to show up on beaches and to flow south, now needing to be cleaned up in San Diego. So far, 19 birds covered in oil have been treated. 5 have died. Dr. Michael Zicardi is with the Oiled Wildlife Care Network and says catching the tiny little snowy plovers to clean them requires biologists with special skills.
We had to employ a noose trap where we use monofilament net, bait them in, and they actually get their legs caught, and then we can catch them.
Officials said the spill could be a lot smaller than initially thought, though the actual number of gallons released is unclear. They said whoever's determined to be responsible for the spill, be it Amplify Energy or a shipping company, will be paying for the incident, for everything from cleanup to compensating people for the air show they were forced to miss last weekend. Covering science, I'm Jacob Margolis.
Los Angeles is in the thick of redistricting. A city panel is taking public comment on a draft map of redrawn council districts. KPCC's Josie Huang reports advocates for different Asian communities are fighting to keep their neighborhoods from being split among districts.
A major theme going into redistricting this year was to stop the longtime practice of breaking up Koreatown. The draft map attempts to keep the neighborhood in a single district. But community leaders elsewhere in the city worry that same map will disenfranchise other Asian American voters. A part of Chinatown, for example, would be split off from District 1 and moved into District 14. Elena Zeltzer is with the Southeast Asian Community Alliance.
The portion that's cutting off is home to a population of really low-income senior citizens that are a really important part of our community.
Meanwhile, over in historic Filipino town and Thai town, leaders say they're relieved. The draft map keeps both neighborhoods in District 13. But now they're grouped with wealthier homeowners in Los Feliz and Elysian Valley. Chancey Martorell advocates for restaurant workers and mom-and-pop businesses at the Thai Community Development Center.
We would just feel so invisible. The Thai community already has this invisibility factor that needs to be overcome. We think of ourselves as the minor minority when even compared to the rest of the API community.
She and other Asian American leaders had hoped Koreatown could be moved into the same district as Thai Town and historic Filipino Town as a way to boost Asian American voting power. But the current draft places Koreatown in a neighboring district. I'm Josie Huang.
The latest chapter in the Bruce's Beach story is being written. That chunk of coastal land in Manhattan Beach once belonged to a prominent Black couple before it was seized through eminent domain about 100 years ago. Now the county is in the process of giving it back to their descendants. And since the county currently owns the property, Supervisor Janice Hahn says the first step is to legally confirm the Bruce heirs and whose name should be on the deed.
then begin to enter into official discussions with the family so we can figure out how to best transfer the land and under what conditions the Bruce family would like to continue to have a relationship with the County of Los Angeles.
One option is for the family to lease it back to the county. A lifeguard training center is currently located on it. Governor Newsom signed the bill that remake the land transfer possible just last week. Meteorologists are keeping a close eye on a storm system expected to bring strong winds to Southern California later this afternoon, particularly the mountains and deserts, and that could push even more of that lingering oil on the ocean's surface to shore. The cooling trend continues, and so do rain showers this morning. Temperatures are below average, mostly in the mid-60s to mid-70s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.